This is Angela, one of the supervisors on the floor. How may I help you in the fraud department?
Hi. I just got a notification on my phone from Karen. Company.
Your first and last name?
It's Lauren Aselta, A-S-S-E-L-T-A.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. One moment. I'm pulling up the account. The call was transferred over to me. One moment.
Okay.
Okay, so on this account, I see it looks like it was the Bites Hub that was ordered. This is a meal
A
planning
what?
app. The Bites Hub is a meal planning app.
I have no idea what that is. I don't have any app like that.
Okay, well, it was emailed to you at your last name, 32 at yahoo.com. So the previous person you spoke with, they closed the account. They didn't tell you what you were, what was on your order?
No.
Okay,
I just got this notification on my phone in the Cash App. People are closed now, so I'm calling you guys. It says to call you guys. And it says pending,
okay.
So I figured I could just cancel it.
Okay, so it looks like you were trying to win a Dyson vacuum, and on that product page, you clicked on the Bites Hub and ordered it.
Oh, I don't have any app on my phone to even
Right, because
that.
It was emailed to you. Were you just trying to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner? We're just trying to figure out what happened.
I really don't know. I'm at work. My phone's in my pocket, so I really don't know.
Okay. So they've already canceled the account for you. So we'll go ahead and try to void the charge. I'll be right back with you.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Okay, so we're able to void the charge, and what we will do is in the fraud department is give the IP address of the cell phone or the computer that was used to place the order with your card to the local authorities, and they'll be able to look into it, but we have voided the charge. You will get an email saying the charge has been voided, okay?
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.